Mother and father of Leo Frank here to attend hearing. The Atlanta Constitution, Friday, 30th April, 1915, page 1, column 4. We have never been shaken in our belief in his innocence, says M. Frank. Eventual exoneration certain. We believe that our boy will be eventually exonerated. He will not hang unless Georgia hangs an innocent man. We have never been shaken in our belief in his innocence. Our faith has grown stronger day by day, and now, at the crisis, we feel renewed hope. These are the words of Monsieur Frank, of Brooklyn, the aged father of Leo Frank, who arrived in Atlanta early Thursday morning, accompanied by his wife, Mrs. Ray Frank. They are stopping at the residence of Carl Wolfsheimer at 387 Washington Street. You can say that not only have we firm hope, but Leo has not lost hope. He is confident that he will be spared from death, and it is a confidence born of innocence. It will be a glad, glorious day when the boy steps out of prison into the sunshine of freedom. It fills our hearts, and his friends' hearts, and his heart. If we did not have faith in his innocence, we would be fearful, but we have supreme faith. This is the fourth time the mother has traveled from Brooklyn to Atlanta to visit her son in prison. She attended practically every session of the long and tedious trial year before last. The father was not present on account of his years. They both stated last night that they would remain in Atlanta indefinitely. They are seeking to aid attorneys for their son in his last fight before the prison commission and governor. Both father and mother sought a conference with counsel Thursday afternoon, but were unable to get in touch with any of the group of attorneys. They have spent most of their time at the tower, where they talked with Frank in his cell. Frank, during their visit to the tower, buoyed their spirits remarkably. His disposition was cheerful, and he assured them constantly that the last resort to which he had been forced to appeal would rescue him from the fate meted out by the courts. Harris to decide. It is the opinion of members of the prison commission that the case of Leo Frank will not be reached before June and probably not until sometime in July. Frank has petitioned for a commutation of his death sentence to life imprisonment. If, as is now believed, Frank's petition will not be heard earlier than June, the recommendation of the prison commission will not reach the governor's office until Governor Slayton has retired and Judge Harris has been sworn in as governor.